Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, everybody. You're listening to SU and Wally on MSL Radio. And, of course, it's Thirsty Thursday in honor of Wild Wednesday, which, of course, was my man, Mr. Steven Ehr's 21st birthday.
Yep, woo! It was.
And so, to start off today's show, I'm going to get my exclusive interview with Steven about the goings-on of his 21st birthday. And this is investigative journalism at its finest. So, Steven, let's just start it off. How are you feeling right now, physically, mentally, everything?
I'm fine. You know, I've had so much fun last night. I actually thought I was going to wake up hungover so bad. I woke up and I was like, feel fine.
You are lucky, man. Very lucky
for that. I know.
yeah, that's usually not how most people experience, but that's pretty good, man. all right. What was your drink of choice last night?
Well, I can tell you my first shot that I had last night, Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous doing it. My friends were all surrounding me. All the cameras out on the phones. They were like, come on, man, do it.
Yeah.
I was like, and they were like, are you nervous? I'm like, yeah, well, I've drank it before. But first
right.
being legal and I can, you know, finally being able to get wasted, it felt great. Jack Daniels, it was really good.
All right, what else did you drink throughout the night?
Oh, my drink of choice, though. Smirnoff Lime. Oh, my God. that tasted like Fruit Loops. It was the best thing
too.
I had all night. And that's what got me going. Oh, my God. I had a shot of Smirnoff, and I was gone.
Like, mixed it with Sprite or anything like that, or?
There was one mixed with Sprite. But that was, like, you know, a cup full of it. Not, like, the shot was just, like, straight up, you know, Smirnoff.
Yeah, because I remember, well, I mean, I used to drink, like, the Smirnoff strawberry vodka mixed with Sprite always, and that was, like, my drink of choice when I was going out to college and stuff. And, yeah, if you take it straight, like, I agree, it totally tastes like Fruit Loops. So that's why, like, I would always mix it with Sprite just because I didn't want to get sick of the, you know, like, the strong flavor. You know, you get sick of it. But, all right, so did you mix with any beer or anything as well?
No,
or just
there was no beer last night. Not at all. No beer.
Beer did not get
me drunk.
Yes, beer. You gotta drink a lot of it for it to do anything, and to me it's terribly inefficient to drink beer. So anyway, all right. So I'm guessing then, because I've got these questions right now. So based on how you're feeling right now, I'm gonna ask you anyway. Did you throw up at all?
You were right. No, I did not.
All right.
And again, very lucky about that because first time getting, you know, wasted. You know, you would think you know, most people would throw up. Not this guy. People always tell me I couldn't handle my alcohol. Yeah, I proved them wrong last night.
That's good. I'm very proud of you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. All right. What did you guys do? Did you guys just go out to a bar or what?
We just stayed at my house the whole night. People start showing up like an hour. They still supposed to show up after the show. People start showing up like an hour later. So, like, where's everybody at? Like, the hell? And I don't know if you ever had Mike's Hard, the mango.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah. Oh, I meant the mango one, just the regular.
Yeah. No, yeah. The mango one tastes like a smoothie. It was the best thing I had all night.
Oh.
But I only had a little bit.
I might have to try that.
I recommend that very much. That was great. I only drank a little bit because it was my friend's bottle, and everybody else drank the rest. I was like, guys suck.
So you guys just hung out and kind of...
A few friends play video games. A few played this, like, they played Kings, but they had it where they could drink. And I was
yeah,
like,
drinking, yeah.
If you like, get, yeah, if you get this card, you drink.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And like, somehow it wound up being, like, males only drink. And I was like, my old guys just started drinking. I was like, what the hell's going on right now?
Well, I'm glad you kept it safe by not driving around or anything, so that's always good.
Of course not.
All right, so any embarrassing moments or stories you would like to share with the audience?
Oh, my God, last night was so crazy, guys. Let me tell you. Like, obviously, I was going nuts. I went to the backyard. My friend Amy was there. And she was kissing my one of my best friend's neck. And mind you, she's not even going to say it on air. But I called her a word, and she was like, are you seriously saying that right now? I don't know. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, because I was at a, you don't think when you're drunk.
Right.
I was calling her, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And my friend Jason was like, he's drunk. Just let him go. Just let him go. And then I when I came to, I was like, oh, shit. What did I just say? And then, you know, obviously I apologize for that.
All right. What was your favorite memory or moment that happened last night?
I can't even give you that because the whole night was just so crazy. Like, I was screaming at the top of my lungs about the randomest stuff. I kept freaking out because it was like 7:30. We were supposed to order pizza, sober up a little bit. Nobody ordered yet. I was like, guys, we have to order the pizza. And I was just screaming so loud about this pizza, which we finally did get. Thank God. And,
yeah.
The best part had to be me saying, we need more liquor. I was so wasted off Smirnoff and Jack Daniels and Hennessy. And the guy, I was like, guys, I don't feel drunk. I don't feel drunk, guys. We need more. And we did get another bottle of Smirnoff Lime, which I'm probably going to drink more tonight. Not now. I got to do later.
So you don't know how many shots exactly you did. Probably can't.
Shots?
Yeah.
Maybe three or four. I had cups of mixed drinks too.
Right.
The Jack, the Hennessy, the Smirnoff. What a world. I don't know what else there was. There was a lot of good drinks.
Wow, Hennessy, vodka, and Jack. That's an interesting combination, man. Like, not together, obviously, but, you know, in your stomach type thing. Like, it's usually, you know, they say the more you start mixing, the worse your, you know, hangover headache gets. But obviously that's not the case, which means you must have some really good genes as far as how your body processes alcohol. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything, like, just absolutely hilarious? Just any other moment that was, like, the funniest thing that happened?
Ah, man. But actually, I can remember. Anything happened that was funny? I don't know. I don't really know. I don't think anything that funny happened. But there was just a lot of, like, there was a lot of laughing,
yeah,
obviously, because we're all fun and doing our thing. But,
right.
You know, fun? I mean, funny things? No, not really. It was just a lot of laughing, a lot of fun, and it was a great time. I don't remember anything, like, I can remember that was hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I wrote these questions up ahead of time. Did somebody have to help you into the house or help put you to bed or anything, or were you set on your own?
I was good. Like,
yeah.
I went over the bridge to a chicken shack at like 2:00 in the morning because I wanted to, they make good fries where I am, make some good fries. And 2:00, and you know, I come home I texted you last night. Yo, I'm still trying to feel like a dead weight.
Yeah.
And 2:52 a.m. pop right on my couch, fell asleep on my couch.
That's kind of, you know, what happens. If you just finally are like, okay, I think I'm done. And then put your head out.
That's what it was.
So, are you going to go out drinking tonight, do you think? Or just,
no,
you know,
tonight,
have people over and hang out?
I have a meeting tonight at school I have to go to. Tomorrow night, the birthday bish on SC and Wally does continue this week. Tomorrow night, I'm going out. My grandparents were going out to an Italian restaurant for my birthday dinner. Saturday,
cool,
I'm probably going to go out drinking.
Cool, cool. Yeah, you don't want to go to a meeting at school drunk. That's probably not good idea.
They want me to bring the drinks. My friends want me to bring the drinks. But I'm like, it's not happening, guys. Because it's school. We can't have that kind of stuff there.
Right. All right, there do you, let's see, did you like, so I wrote this because I thought maybe if you went out to a bar, like if there was a song playing or something that you like just started dancing like no one was watching.
Oh my God.
Did that happen at your house?
They did play music. They did.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really danced because we were on the porch. The music was quiet. There was no, I wish
right.
we had danced though. I told my friend, next time we do something like this, we're getting music and we are going to dance the night away. Because when I'm drunk, I am a great dancer. When I'm not drunk, I'm not. I'm not a great dancer. I just don't dance. It happens.
Yeah, it seems to make everybody a much better dancer. Much more loose, much more free and everything like that. So
mm-hmm.
it makes everybody think they're better at everything. I mean, it's the beauty of losing your inhibitions. Final question, which, you know, should be a no-brainer based on everything you've told me this far. Was it worth it?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I've never been drunk. I've been tipsy before. Never. I have been so wasted. I felt so good last night. Like, I don't even know. Like, I want to say I needed it, but I didn't need it. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I should be saying this on air. Being drunk is one of the best feelings you will ever feel in your life, ever. You feel so free, and you're having such a good time. You don't care about nothing matters. Nothing.
Yeah. Can't argue with you on that. We're not promoting drinking heavily,
no,
anybody.
Of course not. It's just
this is
an exclusive interview
birthday
about
celebration.
My 21st birthday. Yep.
Yes.
And I got
all the inside info.
There we go. I want to thank Casey Wallace for the interview of me, my fellow co-host. Her birthday is on Saturday. We're going to be celebrating that tomorrow here on FC Wally because we're not on Saturdays.
Yep. No.
But when we come back, we're going back to Casey because yesterday wasn't all about me, you know. You'll find out what I'm talking about when we come back. This is FC Wally on MSL Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's
please,
a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
know
want
what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz, so you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end
no.
it like this.
No,
so
right.
what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, this is your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here! The time is now. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you, Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen's Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
So, last night, obviously, probably the greatest night I ever had in my life. I did have fun. Back to the old grind. Started this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Woke up, edited some articles, and went back to sleep, like 4 hours later. And now, right now, I know we're going to get to Sharknado in just a second, but this guy, Mac McClure, asked me, and I don't know if you know about this, What are the chances of the Heat re-signing Henry Bill Walker?
I think it's slim. We picked him up. He was on the team, a few years back and everything when he was originally Bill Walker, and then he went and played in other countries, all that stuff. But I think it's pretty slim because. Just as far as, what they're, how their lineup's stacking up, I don't see them as necessarily, signing him just because of all the, acquisitions they've made and, certain other guys play a more significant role, I guess. So I would say slim, but
well,
you never know.
There you go, Mac McClure. At Mac McClure 70. Chances are slim that. Oh, he did say Henry Bill Walker. I just wasn't sure if the Bill meant something or.
Yeah, now whatever. Yeah, now he's Henry Walker. He used to be Bill, so everybody calls him like Billiam. Like, and yeah.
What? Billiam.
Yeah, Billiam. Like, crazy. William. Yeah, it's crazy.
I understand, but Billiam. That's not even a name. Come on. Anyway, back to what we were going to talk about before. You emailed me with today's lineup, and you were like,
yeah.
Sharknado recap, SMH. I was like, oh, boy, that's not good.
Well, okay, no, it was just like, it was, obviously they always, go, excessively, over the top. I mean, it's, it's not a film that's meant to be, a real realistic depiction of anything. But they just went, way further than I expected, and... they ended up, spoiler alert, but guess what? I don't know anybody who wouldn't know what happened by now because Twitter was insane. Actually, here's a quick thing. There was, for the hashtag Sharknado 3 last night, there was 2.1 billion Twitter impressions. Yeah. That's how popularly, because it seems like, it's like a campy kind of thing, but it's so popular. I mean, you had, celebrities, accredited journalists, tweeting out about it and everything. I mean, journalists, people we respect and we look to for, information, we're just all up in it too. So anyway, ended up fighting the sharks in space as the finale, which made me, at first I was like, am I drunk? Which I wasn't at the time, but I was like, this is really like how they're going to space. Like it was, I mean, like they just like went for it. Like that's, I didn't expect them to get to something like that till like Sharknado 6 or whatever, because they are going to have Sharknado 4. And also, you know, in this whole, as the shark was falling out of space or whatever, it ended up eating Tara Reid, who's the main, you know, female lead, who's Ian Ziering's character, his character named Finn's wife, and she was pregnant. And mm-hmm. But just wait. So on this descent back to Earth inside the shark, Tara Reid gave birth. And her character's name is April. Okay, April, and then April cut herself out. Looked like she was never pregnant, and then she might have died at the end. And so they ended the movie with hashtag April lives, hashtag April lives, or dies, I'm sorry, hashtag Sharknado 4. So I guess the fans get to vote if she lives or dies. It was very interesting. Mark Cuban as the president of the United States was so funny, like, just because he just, like, totally, like, took that role, like, as just being, like, this cocky, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, ass and all this stuff, like, and just, like, overconfident, and, you know, he's fighting the sharks with Finn, and this is the opening scene. Probably the best part of the movie to me was the opening when they're in the White House, and the sharks, like, the Sharknado descends upon the White House, and Ann Coulter is the vice president, you know, like, Mark Cuban was, like, just totally, like, embraced this role to the max. And it's funny, like, the whole initial standoff kind of ended with Ian Ziering taking the American flag and using it to impale a shark. So, and it's like this, like, so there's a shark impaled on the end of, like, an American flag, and, you know, the flag's, like, leaning slightly. So it's just, like, that's, like, the opening, like, picture you get to see, like, it's like America, we kill sharks. And I think I like Sharknado 2 better, but better is like a relative term when we're talking about these kind of movies. I was talking to somebody on Twitter last night, and I'm like, okay, so they just went to space, so now what are they going to do next? Go to the center of the Earth, you know, like, what, where do you go from here? So we'll see what happens in Sharknado 4. Probably we'll see it next summer, because this is probably the best time of the year to release these kind of films. I mean, they even, like, they had the Sharknado hit up NASCAR in Daytona and, like, ate a couple of race car drivers. And, yeah, so one funny thing I saw in an article about, you know, the Sharknado thing was they posted a tweet from at College Town Life, and it said, "If you ever doubt yourself, just remember a guy once held a meeting and said, quote, let's make a film about a tornado full of sharks." So that's some, you know, again, little motivational aspect of it, because, I mean, really, it's just insanely ridiculous.
That sounds very interesting, actually. The April Lives, April Dies thing reminds me of this cult, of a story I read. It's called The Lady and the Tiger. And this guy stood in front of two doors. One had a woman in it, one had a tiger. And either way, I think he's going to die either way. But he never found out what it was. He never found out which was what was behind the door he picked. It was like, what the hell? You never found out, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I'm not going to watch it, but I like the sound of the controversial ending.
Yeah, if you do want to see it, though, believe me, Sci-Fi will probably replay it like 100 million times before the end of the summer. So.
Oh, yeah. So I want to talk about this Twitter feud between these two celebrity, you know, females. Kind of Taylor Swift tweeted to Nicki Minaj. Taylor Swift tweets to Nicki Minaj are peak white feminism. What is going on with these delays?
I don't, like, okay, I kind of, like, just saw the whole thing as it was unfolding a little bit when I was walking the other day. And basically, like, Nicki Minaj was, like, calling out Taylor Swift, or, you know, saying, like, she didn't deserve to win the BMA or whatever for her music. And, like, Taylor Swift's, like, I've done nothing but support you or whatever. And, you know, then Nikki just kind of went off, like, about how, like, Taylor, like, refuses to only, or, like, says she'll only put her music up on one certain place. I can't remember the name of it right now. And whereas, like, Nicki Minaj, and, you know, was part of that whole thing to launch that title deal. And, yeah, it's just, like, back and forth, and it's just, it's really silly, but whatever. And then, like, somehow someone was taking shots at Katy Perry or based on something similar, you know, like, the whole thing about, like, removing your music from, you know, accessible points, I guess, for fans. I'm not 100% on this. I'm just giving it, but... I mean, Nicki Minaj definitely was, like, I don't know, just something got her legitimately fired up because she just kept going and, like,
I don't know. I actually see what got her fired up right here. Her video for Anaconda was not nominated for a VMA. It wasn't. Oh, well, you know, life sucks. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because my friend shared a link about this. And I think she's like, what is it called? Taking shots at Nicki Minaj. Nicki, I'm quoting her. Remember, whatever I say, I'm quoting. Nicki, you have a whore-ass video, which you sampled from Baby Got Back rap. Majority is not original. Of course you wouldn't win. And again, they play the race card. I'm not a fan of Taylor, but calling her out like that?
Yeah.
Not so obvious is so obvious. Bitter AF. You should know what that means if you're old enough.
Yes, I know.
You don't really have any talent as a female rapper. Carmen is better. I don't know who Carmen is. But my friend just took shots at Nicki Minaj, basically. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Like,
I don't like Taylor Swift either. I mean, I totally get that.
Who would you favor, though? Who would you rather see, like, win a VMA? Taylor Swift or Nicki Minaj? Like, that's obvious to me. Taylor Swift wins, like, by a long shot.
I mean, like, I like Nicki Minaj or some of her music, but, and I like Anaconda. I mean, obviously, it's...
Hey, I mean, you know, I like the song, but it's, you know, kind of...
Yeah.
Awkward, in a way.
Yeah, true.
No.
Now, if you threw Katy Perry in the mix, I would pick Katy Perry, probably, out of the three of them.
I picked Katy Perry in a beauty contest. I don't know about music, though. I mean, her old music was good. I haven't heard much new stuff. If she has any new stuff.
I haven't either, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to check that out now. I'm like, yo, Katy Perry, what do you got for me? I know she did great. Sewell 49 halftime. That was great. Big
right.
Lion. And then, obviously, the Sharks. They became very famous for the halftime show. But, yeah. Taylor Swift looks like a squirrel. Like, she went out with the contest for her music's like from the angels of heaven. She's a very good singer. I don't care what anybody says. Boyfriend breakups or not, good music from Taylor Swift. Nicki Minaj is just going on about who knows what. So, we will be back tomorrow. Wrap up the week. I'm gonna have a message for Casey because she wrote for me yesterday for my birthday. I'm writing for her tomorrow for her birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. I can't wait to celebrate Casey's birthday tomorrow because I won't be able to celebrate with her on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
And we might talk some sports tomorrow.
No, yeah, right. Of course. We'll actually talk sports tomorrow. Yesterday was, you know, one of those days.
It was fun.
We'll be back tomorrow on Essie and Wally celebrating Casey's birthday, and we'll talk sports. So I'll be back tomorrow. Close out the week.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen Earth III, here only on MSL Radio.